Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you. We bless your name. We magnify your holy name. We thank you for seeing us to another day. Thank you, Lord, that we went to bed yesterday and you woke us up this morning. We say thank you for all that you have been doing for us, for all that you are going to do. Father, Lord, we say thank you. We bless and we honor you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that everyone that partake of this session, that let each and every one of us encounter you afresh and new in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There be anyone who is yet to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Father, Lord, release unto them the gift of salvation today in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We bless and we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are welcome once again to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. Today, we'll be discussing what I titled, Trust in the Almighty God. Put your trust in Him. Do not trust in any other God. Do not put your trust in any man, but put your trust in God. Is the one who will never leave you, is the one who will never forsake you, is the Almighty God. And I'm taking my text from the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 17. I'm reading from verse 1 to 9. The Bible says, when Abraham was 90 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. I will make my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Then Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. No longer shall your name be called Abraham, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you and kings that come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generation for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. Also, I will give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said to Abraham, as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants, after you throughout their generation. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, that was Abraham with God, and God was promising him that indeed he will be his God. He said, I am the Almighty God. He is the Almighty God. Say, walk before me and be blameless. The Lord grant you the grace to walk before him and be blameless in his sight in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will release his grace upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As Abraham did here, you can see the Bible say Abraham fell on his face, signifying worship. May your worship be acceptable unto the Lord in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. May your worship of him provoke heavenly attention in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Almighty God. The all-knowing God is the one you are supposed to put your trust on. The Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17, he said, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and earth by your great power and outstretched hands. And you now go further to say, there is nothing too hard for you. There is nothing too hard for this God we are talking about. So no matter that situation you are going through, no matter how hard it may be, I want you to know that just put it before the Lord. The Lord, with whom nothing is too hard, He will answer you. He will give you the solution to that issue, to that matter, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He is the Almighty God. He is the Almighty God. The Bible tells us again in Psalm 115, reading from verse 3, it says, "But our God is in heavens, and He does whatever He pleases." Whatever He pleases, He does. So brothers and sisters, why don't you put your trust in the one that can do whatever He pleases? No one can question Him when He opens the door for you. No one can shut it. When He shuts the door against every evil plans, every evil machinations, every diseases, every affliction, they will not be able to come in. Why? Because He is the Almighty God. He is the Almighty God. And He will show His power in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. He is a creative God. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He's the one that created all things. Is there anything that in your body that needs a replacement? Your Almighty God will perform His creative miracle in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Maybe the doctor have told you a part of your body, of your organ, is not working well. Brothers and sisters, the Almighty God, who has the spare parts of our body, in the mighty name of Jesus, He will perform His creative miracle. In your life, the world will hear your testimony. The world will celebrate with you. The world will rejoice with you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, He will intervene in your matter. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 46, verse 1, say, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. He is there at all times. Whenever you call unto Him, He answers. He is a God that answers prayer. He neither sleeps nor slumber. So brothers and sisters, put your trust in the Almighty God. Believe in Him, and indeed He will answer you. He will answer you. He has done it in the past. He will do it for you. Your situation, your circumstance will not be impossible with Him in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's our healer. He's our healer. He tells us in the book of Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, and say, if you diligently hear the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight, give ear to His commandment and keep all His statutes. He said, I will put none of the diseases on you which are brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. He is the Lord who heals you. He is the Lord who heals me. He is the healer. Brothers and sisters, no matter the disease, no matter the circumstance, put your trust in God. He will heal you. He will deliver you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to also know that this God you are talking about is the one that dwells in heaven, is the one that performs all wonders. The Bible tells us in Psalm 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord and all His fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. He owns us. He owns the entire earth. So is the Almighty God. Is the Almighty God. And He can meet you at your point of your needs. He's the one that fights battles that never loses. He's the Almighty God. And that same Psalm 24 verse 6, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord that is mighty in battle. Is mighty in battle. His almightiness is extended to battles. I will fight your battles for you. He will grant you victory. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you feeling weak? Are you feeling weak? He can strengthen you in those areas of weaknesses in your life. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, it says, "And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Indeed, the power of Christ will rest upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It will perform his wonders in your life, in your family, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 24, says, "O Lord God, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth who can do anything like your works and your mighty deeds? There is none. There is no other God like him. All other gods are works of men. Brothers and sisters, do not put your trust in man. Do not put your trust in other God. Put your trust in the Almighty God. And indeed, it will help you. It will help you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, his glory will be seen in your life." He said, Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3, he said, "And one cried to one another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." That's the Almighty God I'm talking about. The entire earth is full of the glory of God. Why don't you associate with this God? So that indeed you can be a beneficiary of his glory. May his glory be seen in your life, in your family, in every area of your life. The Lord will be glorified. He will magnify himself in your situation in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Job 42 verse 2, "I know that you can do everything." This God can do everything except he cannot fail. And say, "And that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you." No purpose of him can be withheld. Nobody has that power. So why don't you put your trust in him? Put your trust in the Almighty God. Because you are talking about Jesus is ready to help you. He tells us in the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, say, "At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, to those in heaven and of those of earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father." Every tongue should confess. You need to confess Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. And every knee will bow, every knee. In as much as that situation has a name, call upon the name of Jesus. And as you call upon the name of Jesus, you will see him performing that wonders in your life. Brothers and sisters, you need to embrace this Jesus I'm talking about. Don't go about looking for solution elsewhere. Seek for your solution with Jesus Christ, and Jesus will help you. So if you are listening to me today, you are not even sure whether you have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, I'm giving you this wonderful opportunity to surrender to him. And when you surrender your heart, you surrender your home, you surrender everything that concerns you to him, and he will not disappoint you. He will not disappoint you. Don't say, "I will delay, I will do it tomorrow, I will do it in the evening." No, do it this very moment. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you want to do so, why don't you just say after me, "Lord Jesus, I believe in you and welcome you into my heart. I believe that you are the Son of God who paid for my sins. By faith, I receive you into my heart as my Savior, as my Lord, and as my King. Today, I receive the life of Jesus Christ and declare that the power of sin, of Satan, of hell, and the grave are broken in my life. Henceforth, I declare that my sins are forgiven and I'm born again. I am a child of God. I am victorious and I go forward in Jesus' name." Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for these ones that have proclaimed, that have accepted the gift of salvation today. I pray, Lord, that indeed they will never go back to their vomit. For everyone that have listened to this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The Almighty God will perform His wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Every day of your life shall be filled with testimonies in the name of our Lord Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.